The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
It's a gigabyte kind of night, isn't it, Anthony?
Oh my goodness. Why don't you do something?
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you. Smooches.
Up. You never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Ba whoop, ba weep. Look who's back, bitches. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 166 and Anthony Show. Simple mix-up reveals squirrel lasagna for Monday, February 25th, 2019. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Horny for love in all the wrong places, Betty. Betty, 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 out.
Oh my goodness. Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
Ooh, I don't know exactly what that means, but, you know, Roger,
you
there's
it,
always
Anthony.
Roger,
you got
Betty.
It, Joe.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
See, there you go. Roger's up for the challenge.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So.
Yes.
So.
So,
was your day, Anthony?
It was all right. It was a Monday.
What did you do to add to the universe?
I pooped a few times. And I fixed some people's problems.
Oh.
You know, wow. and I did homework.
Oh. Homework is good.
Homework is very good. Yes. Yes. And how about you, Joe? What did you do to change this world today?
Well, I connected with a friend. No, it was a really good day. I did lots of Oscar-winning opportunity kind of things. No, I actually didn't watch the Oscars, believe it or not. I know were last night. And I know that it was hostless for the mostest.
Was it really hostless?
Yeah.
Why was it hostless? Wait, wasn't this the one that what's-his-name was supposed to MC, Kevin Hart? Or no, was that something else?
No, you were right. Okay. But no, he wasn't watching it. He was at the gym.
Oh, well, big deal.
Yeah. So,
I wonder if what's-his-name was watching it. You know,
R. Kelly.
Him, and the other one. What's his name?
Jussie. And wondering why he didn't get his Oscar for his outstanding performance.
You know, and
motherfucker,
I will honestly say, he played it well. But there was always something, and if you rewatch the interviews, watch his eyes. There's always something with his eyes that just don't
liar.
Yeah, it doesn't convey that. It's like he cries and he's angry, but you don't see it in his eyes. You see it in the, he can contort his face, but if you watch his eyes actually look like he's laughing half the time. So I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. So, but yeah, he's up Schitt's Creek. R. Kelly, apparently, Jesus, more children with R. Kelly. That's so sad. That's so, so sad.
And apparently he's super broke.
That's even sadder.
Because he's used up all of his monies in various properties for all of his other lawsuits and child pornography.
Has he had a lot? I mean, has he really had that many against him? Wow.
But he's won, I think. Okay. I think because he's free. So somehow he's been able to...
He's won, but attorneys cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah, attorneys. So basically all your life worth that you've made being R. Kelly is going away in the same rate. But I mean, clearly the man likes little girls, and that's kind of disturbing. So let's move on from disturbing things. Do we have any station announcements, Joe?
Well, Shyampa.org is finally live, but I'm not even in it right now. Yay! but the chat room is there.
Yes, we have a chat room.
It did. It took a while. We're really pleased with the performance of the site at the moment. We've got a really cool thing coming up on Saturday, March 2nd. We've got headphone meditations. He's going to have a really awesome interview show. So if you're got nothing to do, tune on in. It's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that? 4 o'clock? Yeah, we moved our schedule around a little bit. So if you haven't been to the website lately, go to the website, Shyampa.org, and check out the schedule, because we moved some things around on the weekends. I mean, first we added the Inept Supervillains podcast on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's a good show to listen to. I think they're going to talk about the whole Jesse R. Kelly thing, their next show next week. I think this Friday, this week. And then we have headphone meditations, starts 7. He's at 7 on Saturdays now, and he'll be live in the chat room. And he'll chitty chat with you while Joe usually moderates the chat if he's not vomiting all over the place. we hope the server can handle it.
We think so.
We think so. We also, now that we've gotten Shyampa.org migrated, we have to migrate to yet another server at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, but so.
That's not going to cost us any extra, is it?
We're going to have to overlap the plan for like 2 months, but it's going to run like an extra $20 for 2 months, and then after that it'll be the same amount of money that we pay.
Oh.
So it's not going to be more. I guess it's just a different configuration. It might actually be a better server. Yeah, I think it's going to be a better server to move to, so we have to do it, I think, at some point, but right now it's... an urgency.
Wearing my IT hat from my other day job, I remember having to go through the same thing.
Ooh, it's painful, isn't it?
The plan that we were on was basically...
Non-existent. And that's what's happened to us. The plan that we are on, although we've only been on this plan, like, not 3 years. Because it's been since we got the station. So, what? We started 3 years ago. 4 years in
May.
So
it's either new technology or it's new hyper marketing.
Yeah, I think they went through a couple mergers too, and I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah. So what do you got for us in the weed corner tonight?
Oh yes, the weed corner.
You weed corner.
All right. So our first story comes from High Times. Yes. And this is about asset forfeiture. And we all know about asset forfeiture. That's you get busted with weed, you get busted with a nug, and you basically lose all your shit. This is from High Times. On this past Wednesday, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the Constitution limits law enforcement's ability to seize and keep private property believed to be connected to crimes. Since its inception in the mid-1980s with the war on drugs, federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies have taken more than $29 billion, with a B, in cash and property through civil forfeitures.
Wow.
Yep. Through civil asset forfeiture, police can take your property without charging you with a crime. Then they can take that property, including cash, and do whatever they want with it. Wednesday's Supreme Court ruling won't stop the police departments from continuing asset forfeiture, but it does give the victims of civil forfeiture a little bit more legal leverage in court. So from my understanding, reading through the article itself, you basically still have to defend yourself and use this case. And then you have to defend, I guess, defend for a reasonable amount. You have to be willing to give up a reasonable amount of your assets for civil forfeiture, but not all of it. So,
$20.
I don't. All right. So our next story is again from High Times. And this, you know, I don't know when the cannabis industry is going to get this. They really need to figure this shit out because this is not the first time this has happened. This has happened with several strains now at this point. So UPS, United Parcel Service, has filed a lawsuit against United Pot Smokers, UPS 20, and THC Plant, a group of medical marijuana delivery businesses, for misleading advertisements and using brand identifiers that encroach on the United Parcel Service's trademarks. The complainant filed on February 13th cites the fact that websites www.upsgreen.com and www.ups20.com were operated by the defendants to coordinate mail orders of cannabis product. The names could possibly have led to confusion between them and the UPS brand. Yeah. We're going to see
what a simple mix-up.
I don't think it's a simple mix-up. UPS stated that the United Pot Smokers have acquired a reputation for unlawful and unprofessional conduct, including offering sham services. In addition, it claims the cannabis company disregarded more than one cease and desist warning from the UPS legal team. So, you know, I get it trying to get past it, but so far we've seen with Girl Scout Cookies, Gorilla Glue, and probably a whole bunch of other brand name products out there that after a while you get sued if you keep using the name. And clearly they were notified. I mean, UPS were at least, you know, UPS was, I would actually say business-wise, they were kind of nice because they sent a cease and desist. They said, hey, stop doing it. If you keep doing it, you know, it's on you. You know, we've seen what's happened with a lot of these strains, and it doesn't have to be an exact match for their name, but if it's close enough for a trademark infringement, you're going to lose, or you're going to be in for a lengthy court battle. And then at the end of the day, who wants to spend all their money on fucking lawyers?
Right.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it just seems like if you're going to spend all this money, put it in your fucking business. Just change the damn name. Business cards are cheap nowadays. A judge denied UPS's request for a temporary restraining order, preferring to wait to hear the other side's testimony at a March 7th hearing. So hopefully we'll get more of this weed news as we move forward.
As we go. Well, the judge being nice on that one, too.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, that's where we're at, and that's it for my weed corner.
Is that it for your weed corner?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, faithful followers, remember last week I told you about the Jussie Smollett controversy? Well, there's a development. Well, the gist of the situation, if you haven't followed it, is Jussie claimed he was attacked by two. First it was white, but then it just turned out to be masked men, claiming they assaulted him, poured some kind of chemical or bleach or whatever on him, fit him with a noose, and shouted, "Get out, you're in MAGA country." And shouted other, like, various nasty things and homophobic things in super frigid cold weather. Well, wouldn't you know it, Jussie was indeed arrested and charged with felony disorderly conduct for making a false police report. And the media coverage has been insane.
Oh, of course.
This.
It's a big distraction.
Well, but now R. Kelly's been the big distraction. They've been actually...
That's true.
Filming R. Kelly live leaving prison because he left prison on bond, and they filmed him, and I heard the helicopters because it's not far away from here, so I've been hearing it all night long. It's just disturbing how media. This is the part of media that I just don't. I despise.
Well, here's my thing: the R. Kelly thing. You know what? We knew he liked to piss on little girls years ago. We found that out a long time ago. This isn't a surprise. the whole Jussie thing, and I hate to bring it up because we generally don't talk about these types of events on our shows, but, you know, if these allegations are true, that this was a complete setup, which the evidence is becoming it's becoming overwhelming in a lot of ways. It's like, you know, you look at it and you know that you're going to get a lot of blowback on it, and people are going to, you know, it's kind of like if you get too many why me's or me too's, it was me too's. You know, after a while, people are like, well, that's not really, you know, that's not, you know, that's not the case. So now we're trying to tie two hate crimes into this. You know, he was trying to, because what I think it was, he was being attacked because he was black. By two black Nigerians, by the way.
Yes.
Which, you know, when I saw that, when that hit the news, when they're like, these are the men that we believe were gay. And I'm like, oh, this whole thing is fake. I'm like, because right. those two Nigerians would not say anything about this MAGNA country. They might bash them for being gay, but, I, you know, because Nigeria is still a very conservative country in a lot of ways.
Think about this.
You know, but the whole, you know, when it went to the race thing, I'm like, I don't buy it. And they would be the last two people to support frickin' Trump, you know?
You know, usually Nigerians are accused of scamming us. Well, this is the first time Nigerians have been scammed.
But were they really? Because Jussie's looking at 3 years in prison. So did he really win or did he lose? I mean, the Nigerians still won because they got paid, what, $4,000, $2,000, something like that? They got paid for this.
True, but they still, for a minute, they took a hit.
They took a hit, but they never got charged with anything. They were never fined with anything. They didn't have to go to any type of civil court. So they're fine. They're off. They're back in Nigeria with their $2,500. I don't know how much he paid them. It wasn't a lot, too. After a while, I'm just like, Jesus, really? That's all you paid them? No wonder why they talk so quickly. Jesus, dude.
No, what was that? You know, they said, I've heard rumors now that perhaps he has a drug substance abuse problem.
Yeah, that's his next claim, is this happened, the drugs. I'm like, wow, we're going to hit every branch on the way down for this tree. So
now it becomes sympathy. Now it's, you got to have sympathy for the dude. And if you don't, you're an asshole.
I don't care. I'll be the asshole because you know what? You lost my sympathy. Especially, I've been gay bashed. And weren't you? You were with me at that one time.
I think I was.
It was John, you, and myself. And we were by the closet on Broadway. And there was those three kids rode up, and one of them, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've been fucking bashed. We've been bashed. They did a poor job of throwing a brick at John and totally missed him. But besides the point,
I think the brick collapsed midair.
Something happened. Either which way. I mean, but it's just, you're just a dickhead. You're a dickhead for trying to do this. I mean, you know, no. And where the hell are you walking in Lower Water Drive in Chicago in the middle of the night?
Yeah, right.
That's right there by Boulevard Towers. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm running in, and your news starts in a minute and a half. Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
Why don't we just go ahead, and I'm gonna give that wheel a nice good pull here right now.
All right. Go ahead and give it a spin.
Sale of the century.
Ooh. All right.
What do we got?
Oh, this comes from the Tampa Bay Times. More people, more alarmists doing stupid shit. Last week, an idiot started a viral Facebook post about an Uber ride gone wrong in Tampa. In the post, Emmy said that she's from California, by the way. In the post, Emmy said that she hailed an Uber in Tampa on Monday night and soon realized that she had gotten into the wrong car. Emmy wrote that the driver refused to respond to her or to stop, which, if she was leaving Tampa International Airport, there is nowhere to stop for about 4 miles. So, unless you want to be off on the side of the expressway. Exactly. It's all expressway. There's no side roads. You're all expressway for at least until you get off. Anyway. Ridiculous. Okay, fine. Leave her on the side of the road. Then she'd complain about that. My Uber driver left me on the side of the road. Anyway, Emmy said without any evidence that she later found out that the Uber driver was a sex traffic worker and that they use women to lure people in and possibly hang out in the Uber lot to steal rides of similar looking vehicles.
This woman is dumb.
She's crazy.
Dumb.
She's nuts. As it turns out, after some very light police investigation, Emmy actually got into the wrong car. But the incident at Tampa International Airport was a simple misunderstanding and not a kidnapping attempt. Tampa police said in a statement released last Wednesday. It turns out that the woman who picked up Emmy was a legitimate Uber driver who spoke Spanish, but very little English. And that's very common here in Florida. She also wasn't the Uber driver who had been summoned to pick up Emmy, but apparently did have similar cars. So
that is too confusing.
It literally was just a very
simple. She deserves an Emmy.
She deserves an Emmy for being an idiot. Emmy did not respond to Facebook messages from the Tampa Bay Times. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the heavily pro-Apple computer-centric daily tech news show with sexy Tom Merritt, and carried on Sunday evenings, Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Nidaluzero. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule. By the way, if you have a hot tip for the Chimba Radio News or Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566 or leave us a message at facebook.chimba.org. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And now it's time for Chimba Weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Well, Anthony, it certainly has been a wet winter. Snow, ice pellets, rain, more snow, more rain. And it's still winter in Chicago. Temperatures are frozen to the end of the winter, and it still looks like they'll recover back to something less frozen somewhere down the road. But stay tuned. I'll tell you more about it after I give you the current conditions. Unless you're listening live, it's still not currently partly crazy at a tropical not-so 22 degrees. The dew point is at -1, and the humidity is at 36%, giving us a wind chill of 15. Winds are howling out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 14. Tuesday, a 40% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 26. Tuesday night, snow likely before midnight. Then snow likely, possibly mixed with freezing rain. Cloudy with the low around 25. Wednesday, a chance of snow and freezing rain before noon. Cloudy with a high near 33. And then Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 18. And that's your Chicago weather. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in to the Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time, now on every Saturday evening, with the next new show on Saturday, March 2nd, 2019. That's 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Chiampa, Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
So here's another interesting human interest story. Wow, those were the days. A New York man who found a decades-old computer in his parents' attic switched it on and found old saved games and a letter from his late father.
Oh my
John,
goodness.
A professor at Fordham University School of Law, said he found the Apple IIe. That's an old computer.
That is.
In the attic of his parents' home, and decided to see if it still worked. John said the computer had sat in my parents' attic for years, decades. The professor said he was surprised to find it not only still worked, it asked if he wanted to continue the same saved game of Adventureland. Did you ever play Adventureland?
I don't think I ever played that game.
Well, John's now viral Twitter thread featured photos of other games he tried out, including Neuromancer, which came to the attention of William Gibson, the author of the book of the same name that served as the game's inspiration. John said he was going through the floppy disk of the computer, which dates from 1983, and uncovered an even more special gem.
Ooh.
A letter that his father wrote to him more than 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Just found this letter my dad typed to me in 1986 when I was 11 and at summer camp. John tweeted, I really wonder what my theory about the daily newspaper comic Spider-Man was. My dad passed away almost exactly a year ago. It's amazing to come across something so ordinary from him, he tweeted.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice.
On to the next interesting story, please. Ew, pew, 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 vomit, comet, vomit, comet. Bleh. I would not even be, like, interested in eating this. I'm sorry. But the chef at a London restaurant said he is catering to customers in search of sustainable proteins with a lasagna made with an unusual meat. Guess what that meat is, folks? Just take a guess. If you want to give us a call, you can at 813-327-8566 and make a guess. It's fine.
Yeah, you can, like, call us.
You can disrupt us.
There's several of you out there listening live. You can join us. We don't get your phone number.
It's a gray squirrel.
Ouch.
So Ivan, a chef at Borough Market Restaurant, Native, said he struck a deal with his wild boar supplier to obtain the gray squirrel carcasses that would have gone to waste from culls of the invasive North American animals. Squirrel is one of the most sustainable proteins you can cook really easily. It is almost exactly the same in taste as rabbit. Yay. Ivan told that. It's tasty. It's not
as tasty. At least it doesn't taste like chicken.
It's nice white meat. It's good to cook down slowly and make stews from and ragouts for lasagna. He said it's very good for you. It's quite lean. Gray squirrels are considered an invasive species in Britain, where they were introduced from North America in the 19th century. The species has been blamed for the dwindling population of native red squirrels. Because there aren't really any predators left for the gray squirrels, the population is booming and they are taking over the red squirrel habitat.
The red squirrels? Wouldn't the things going after the red squirrels just go after the gray squirrels?
Well, not necessarily.
I see.
Not if the gray squirrels are all, like, just going about taking all the food and, you know, it's kind of become a new predator. But next story, please.
Okay. Let me find my arrow. Ooh, Fiddles McGinty! Fiddles McGinty.
I always love a story that's got Fiddles McGinty.
All right, give us some Fiddles McGinty's.
It just puts a love in my heart. Drivers in an Australian state will soon be able to get license plates, personalized with their favorite emoji. Just think of it. Your favorite. You could have poop everywhere on your license plate.
Personalized plates.
You could. Personalized plates, Queensland said the state's availability plates will be expanded. Oh, wait. Here we go. March 1 to include the emoji symbols for laugh out loud, wink, sunglasses, heart, and smile. The agency said the emoji plates will also include three letters and two numbers. Queensland Law Society President Bill Potts questioned whether the emoji plates will cause trouble for police. Clearly, the government is trying to sex up number plates with a view to making more money, and I can understand that, he told the Brisbane Times. But the purpose of number plates is for the police to be able to identify vehicles easily.
No shit.
The plates could cause trouble for automated license plate recognition systems. How do you write down the emoji in your plate number after an accident, he asked.
Right?
Easy if you kind of limit it to just those. But Putz said he is disappointed the emoji can't change depending on the driver's mood. I'm still a big believer in the turd. If someone is in real trouble, the smiling turd should come up.
You know what?
And that's
You know what? They should make a license plate holder with like an LED screen on it. That shows, I mean, it doesn't change the plate, but it has the emoji. I might have come on to something.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
Do
you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Queer Women Put the Grr in Jerk or in Grammy. A unique theater piece creates a concentration camp experiences. Same gender couples challenging Japan's marriage inequality. Taiwanese and Swiss legislators grapple with queer couples' questions. Chile, Honduras, and Cayman Island courts contend with nuptial equality. Auckland celebrates its big gay out. Boot at Edge. Yeah, Boot at Edge cautions Colbert about Pence. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT news radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We'll be something in 4 minutes. Or Yay. Something, maybe.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
After you take away the bread, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, what have you got? Well, with Oscar Mayer Bologna, you've got meat, and lots of it. Cuts from the beef brisket, chuck, round, and flank. Cuts of pork side and shoulder, never cereal or filler. Oscar Mayer Bologna. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Or how about Monopoly is the most played board game in the world? Did you know that the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
It's time to play Sale of the Century. It's just
a matter of time before I leave this piccolo zone.
I've become a piccolo zone.
Yes, I've become a Piccolobe Zone. Yes, I've become a Piccolobe Zone.
What the hell was that shit? Joe, have you been hitting the bong again? Hey, Betty here. I've been programmed this time around to say you are listening to Cheyampa Radio. Tune in Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for your two favorite lovable stoner idiots, Joe and Anthony, as they do their live, The Joe and Anthony Show. Be sure to head on over to Cheyampa.com for other great programming too that we recast. on Chiampa Radio.
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm one of the hosts of the Joe and Anthony Show here in Chicago on Chiampa Radio. This year, I've been spreading the love with a whole lot of laughs and getting to know the people that I make laugh. Next year, I hope to continue to do that same thing, giving you something fun to laugh about, because right now, this world needs a lot of laughter and love.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue Roger.
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Chiampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, now every Saturday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure you visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 brioches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
Hey, Ezel needs help. He needs help finding his phone.
Uh-oh. Let me call him. Do we need to call Ezel? Wait, hold on. Is he in the chat room?
You're
hold
welcome, on. Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me go to the chat room.
Yes, and you can join us in the chat room by visiting Chiampa.org. That's Chiampa.org. You can listen to us, find our programs, and much, much more. And chat, too. We are in the tech mode of the Joe and Anthony Show.
Let's see if Ezel answers.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with the news.
I don't know.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going? We found your phone.
I found my phone, man.
We found your phone for you.
Alright. Thanks for helping me out, boys. I'll call you later. I'm in the middle of something.
Alright, Ezel. We're glad you found your phone.
Alright, thanks for
okay.
calling. Bye. Alright. We helped Ezel find his phone.
Bye.
Now it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. The humidity is at 52%. Dew point is, what is the dew point? 53 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be cloudy with a low around 63, with wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. So it's going to be a breezy night. A 40% chance of showers after 8 on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 65. On Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 77. And on Wednesday night, a 50% chance of showers before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. It's going to be pretty pleasant. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. On to your crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida
news. All right. Our first story comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay. At approximately 4:40 in the morning, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office SWAT team announced their presence and attempted to serve a search warrant at the home of 68-year-old Port Richey Mayor. Deputies say shots were fired at the entry team, but they did not return fire, and no one was injured in the shooting. back as it pays to be the mayor. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement received information from the Port Richey Police Department that Mayor Massad, whose medical license was relinquished in 1992, was still practicing medicine. According to their investigation, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement learned that the mayor had patients come to his home for various treatments, and he had performed medical procedures at his home, with one procedure requiring additional hospital treatment for the patient. The mayor was arrested on charges of practicing medicine without a license. How about that, Joe? Would you do it? And a lot of people were upset. A lot of people were upset that they arrested the mayor. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. There's Joe. I don't know where Joe went. Joe disappeared for a moment. We're going to move on to the next story then and let Joe find himself.
I was Roger.
That's okay. WBBH NBC Channel 2 News, Fort Myers, brings us our next Florida news story. 30-year-old Vincent was stopped on Santa Barbara Boulevard after a Cape Coral police officer noticed him driving 60 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone in his Mustang. That's going to get someone's attention. An officer pulled Vincent over. When explaining why she had stopped him, the officer said Vincent was argumentative and would not follow directions. He handed the officer his driver's license and decided to just take off. Yeah. Police were unable to find him after chasing him down the parkway. A week after searching, Cape Coral Police Department found Vincent at his house. Which I would imagine you'd probably be the first place to look, and you have his license, you know where he lives. He was charged with fleeing and eluding law enforcement and resisting law enforcement without violence. He was taken to Lee County Jail. Yeah. Okay, and this is our final Florida news story of the night. I hear you fussing with your microphone over there.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, I'm making sure that you can hear me. I'm confused because the catchback is horrible.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible. Well, yeah. Hopefully we can resolve this issue at some point. All right. First Coast News from Jacksonville, Florida, brings us our final news story of the night. Deputies located a reported stolen vehicle near the 8200 block of Kindred Spirit Lane. When the suspect spotted the deputies, he fled to a nearby pond where he entered a canoe. The St. John's County Sheriff's Office surrounded the pond to arrest the man suspected of stealing the vehicle. Deputies spent the next few minutes telling the suspect that the pound was literally surrounded and they were about to enter the water to remove him. The suspect battled himself to shore, in which he was arrested. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage?
Yes.
Just click chat, that's chat, 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 your bones, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start gabbling on about this or that. Hold on.
Oh, we're going to the plethora section.
Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, we have actually almost a whole 12 minutes before the LED lights come on.
Wow.
Yes, I had. Well, here's the thing. I had some short news stories, and I was kind of at one of those points where I'm just like, eh.
That's fine.
We'll use some short news stories. So, yeah, we're actually a few minutes ahead of schedule.
Well, short news stories can be fun news stories.
They can be. So if you want to join us live in the studio, and that's if you're actually listening live. If you're listening on a podcast, you can still call, but you might get like someone else. The number is 813-327-8566. Give us a call. We'll talk to you. Or we'll just bore you with our chatter. Because that's what happens sometimes. Oh, my head itches. It just happens.
That's how it happens.
I know, right? Exactly. So, wow. We do have things to talk about, don't we? The state of things today.
Hello. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Okay, so what's going on? I don't get it. It seems like there's delay echo heaven. That sounds like a band. Sounds like an emo band.
Delay echo heaven. That does sound like a good emo band name. Do we need to disconnect and reconnect? Is that what's happening? Oh, we got a call coming in.
We got a call. Yeah, let me just...
You hang up and come back. All right, hold on, caller. We're going to keep you on hold for a few moments, caller. We're waiting for Joe to reconnect, and then we'll pick up your call. Just hang in there. Hang in there, caller. Mm. All right, caller, you are on the air. Sounds like Ezel.
Yeah!
Ezel!
That's Ezel.
Jesus. Oh, man. I'm sorry to cut you guys off, but thanks for finding my phone. I was loading up the phone. I was getting ready for some, enjoyment here. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy out there. Isn't it crazy?
What's going on out there?
Well, I was watching the TV, and they got a commercial for one of the vitamins, and I'm like, oh, man, that sounds pretty good. But I'm trying to figure out why they made one of the vitamins gummy bears. Now, what is that all about, man? I mean, can't you just take a vitamin in a pill form? You got to have a gummy bear now? What's going on?
You know, the gummy bears make it easier. You just kind of.
So you make it look like candy, yeah.
Yeah, they're just easy little, gummy bear things.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
They're easier to feed to your children. And, I if I had to eat a pill or a gummy bear, I'd rather do the gummy bear.
But
I don't have any gummy bear one today. I take the pills. Do you do the gummy bears? Do you actually buy the gummy bears, Joe?
Uh-oh.
No?
Maybe. No, but I would buy a gummy bear if I could.
You would buy a gummy bear if you could. So, I don't know. I mean, the jury may be out on this. I might do a gummy bear. But I understand.
Anyway, I got a little story from London, England. I heard just this morning on another radio station. I listen to other radio stations besides Chiampa, but Chiampa is number one for me. But once in a while, I drift off, to play people. They want some little diversity. Anyway, so this guy was told. This guy's telling me, he's on the radio, he's saying that how crazy it's get with the animal huggers. I call them the animal huggers, what I mean? So what happened was in London, on the top of a building, I guess it was a pretty high building, there was this parrot. And I don't know how many parrots live in London. I can't picture a parrot living in London. Yep. I could see them down in Florida, but not in London. So anyway, it was sitting on this ledge on the roof for like a couple of days. So these people got concerned. They said, man, what's wrong with this parrot? We got to go save the parrot. So they call the fire department, and the fire department comes out there with the ladders, and they go up there. And the fireman, he's getting close to the parrot. He figures maybe he'll grab him. Maybe the parrot's in a little distress or something, So he's reaching out to the parrot. The parrot goes, "Fat cow! Fat cow!"
Oh boy! Oh boy!
So they thought, maybe the parrot's got a mental problem, so we got to save this parrot. So they send another ladder up the other side, and they corner the parrot, and the parrot goes, "Fat cow!" And he takes off, and he flies on another roof. So I guess they gave up on that. They figured the parent didn't need saving after all. But
it's just
anyway,
a bob. Shish kebab.
Shish kebab.
You can put it in the squirrel lasagna.
Oh, it's like rabbit, ugh, man.
Squirrel lasagna.
Oh man. So anyway, I want to know, what's the deal? I get all this you know, because I got to get paper bills like from AT&T and Comcast, but they keep sending me this shit that says, you got to go paperless to, you know, to save the trees. You know, I'm a tree. I plant trees here at Armpit, Illinois. You know, bees and trees, man. I do the thing, you know. So anyway, they're telling me I got to get paperless bills so I can save the trees. But in the envelope, they got like 16 pages of advertising in the envelope. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why don't you just put out the fucking advertising and you can save 100 billion trees if you stop the fucking advertising.
Right.
Shit is right. Man.
Well, if you're going to do one, you might as well do the whole damn forest in a bill.
Man, they got us by the gold ass, these motherfuckers. Man, that Comcast, why? You know, because I'm sure, you know, you guys, you got your radio program out there, you know, Comcast probably get pissed off at you. We're talking about them.
Yeah,
something.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
I'm not happy with Comcast right now.
No, Joe uses Comcast and he's not happy with them.
Oh, man, they just every month did something new with them motherfuckers. User fees, franchise, what the hell? You know what? They charge me for a sports package, like a sports fee or some shit. And I'm like, I don't even watch fucking sports on TV. I don't want to pay no goddamn fees for sports viewing and shit. Man, you know what? You got the right idea, man.
Gotta cut the cord.
Cut the cord.
Man. Well, anyway, I just got to let you know about that shit so everybody's aware that what's going on in the world. You know, you got to be careful out there.
You do. You absolutely do.
You got to watch your back, man. You got to be watching your back. Hey, Joe, I want to know. I was reading in the newspaper. They come in them restaurants over by you and they snatch the phones from the people. You got any phone snatching going on in there?
No, not where I'm at. People aren't that stupid and I won't let that kind of
phone
shit
snatching?
Happen. No, phone snatching.
Oh, phone snatching.
Yeah, man, they're coming in there snatching the phones, man.
That's on Michigan Avenue where you got all the dumb people kind of
chatting around. How much can you get on the black market for a phone, man? I mean, you know, it ain't worth shit, man. You know, if it ain't your phone, it ain't worth shit, you know.
You can get a few $100 for them.
Are you kidding me, man?
No.
Oh,
no.
Now it's in the clean people out there start saying phones, man. Anyway, all right, boys. I gotta let you go, man, because we're gonna toke it up and we're gonna make some time corn and we're gonna drink some Radler. You ever have Radler, man?
No.
Is it like Gray Squirrel?
No, you know what they do in Germany? They make beer with lemonade and they call it Radler. Oh, man,
there you go.
Oh, it's good. It's really good. It's smooth, and it goes down easy.
There you go. Beer and lemonade. Sounds nice.
Beer and lemonade. Hey, you got beer and everything else. Might as well put some lemonade in that shit.
Sure,
man.
Why not?
All right, boys. Hey, good show tonight. And, keep it cool. Keep it cool, man. Hey, you know what? I got to get back down to Florida. This
you do, Ezel.
Me too.
This is fucking depressing here. One day it's 90-mile-an-hour winds down 5 miles. What the fuck is going on over here in Armpit, Illinois? We got to get that back. I'm going to just play people. We're going to jump in the trailer. We're going to come back down to Florida, man. All right, boys. Take it easy. We'll see you later.
All right, Ezel. Take it easy.
All right, Ezel. Thank you.
I finally found my phone. I've been missing my phone for about 3 days.
Probably got to plug it in soon then.
Yeah, I think I better. I'll end up cutting somebody off. All right, boys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Ezel. Take it
Bye.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, that was nice.
How you doing over there with the lag, Joe?
You know, Chicago's been really wet lately. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe
Could
all
be.
The internet's just all fucked up right now.
It's soggy.
Yeah.
Soggy internet.
You know, and it makes me wonder, is it spring yet? Because the allergies have started to acting up on me a little bit. Mm. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? I'm starting to sneeze, but it's also been very dry. It's been just yucky. Just yucky. It, like he's all said, it's like, even in Armpit, Illinois, where I'm at, it's been nasty. Just nasty. Has Speaking it? Of Armpit, I purchased deodorant, and I don't know what I did with it. I need to make
you
sure
miss, you're missing
that.
You're missing your deodorant.
I am missing my deodorant, and it is important to have deodorant at all times.
That is true. It is important to have deodorant.
I don't get people. I just don't get it. I've come across so many people that literally just roll out of bed and don't even bother to do shit.
Ugh.
To clean up or make themselves presentable or anything, and they got this stench that extends in a radius of like maybe 15 feet around them. And yes, the ugly lights are on. Yes,
tell us about that radius of stench, Joe.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting, Joe says.
A radius of stench.
Yeah, so. Looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and, well, I think the stench is creeping in here, too. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special own little snowflake way.
Snowflakey way. Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show, right here on Cheyenne Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And also, remember now, Saturdays at 7 p.m. we have Headphone Meditations with John Dubose.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil just off the most obscure music, combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
More enjoyable. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Fart, fart, fart.
Oh, boy,
fart, fart, fart.
Jesus, Roger. Roger, it's not
Remember,
your time.
Watch your step this season, because there's moose poop and Roger somewhere.
Yeah.
Which somehow in my crazy world means I'm in programming Technique audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyenne Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Cheyenne Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.org. See our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. And look at that, we always have time to spare.
We do. About 20 seconds.
Much.
No, not by much. Yeah. By about.
So it's been a fun show. It's been different.
It was different.
Yeah. It's part of me zoned, but part of it was the internet. It just lagged out, and I wasn't quite sure what I was doing.
That's okay. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing, and that's what's great about America, is that we just don't seem to know what the fuck we're doing half the time anymore.
Yes.
God bless America.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. It was great. It was exciting. It was a wonderful little journey that we went on this evening for our hour. I'm glad you came along to join us for that journey.
And me too.
If you didn't enjoy the journey, well, then fuck you. Just find something else to listen to then, I guess. Yeah.
If you made it this far.
I know. If you made it this far, then we can't be that bad. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next week, unless we're canceled. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't forget to order your special emoji license plate before you stuff yourself with some squirrel lasagna that you found in your canoe when you got arrested for shooting at a SWAT team, because, fuck it, you're the mayor. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an old episode of This Way Out with an R for Rim
fart,
Job.
Fart, 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 fart.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an me.
These things are going to drive me nuts.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.